peace activist Cindy Sheehan appeared in St. Petersburg last night. Speaking at Nova 535, Sheehan spoke for approximately an hour, where she touched on a variety of subjects, many in her new book, Myth America. Sheehan moved to San Francisco a couple of years ago, specifically to challenge House Representative Nancy Pelosi in her bid for re-election last year, a topic she discussed last night.
I hardly ever heard anything about anybody running for president. Well, you couldn't even turn on the TV without seeing, you know, Cindy Sheehan versus Nancy Pelosi. Oh, wait, I think I have it the other way around. I think I have it that you couldn't find anything about my campaign anywhere. But, you know, it was like all presidential election all the time. Yeah, I actually thought that running against the Speaker of the House on a more progressive platform than somebody who's been representing San Francisco for 20 years would be newsworthy. You know, I could foretell that during the presidential campaign, because I started running before we even knew who were going to be the nominees for each party. But I thought whoever was a nominee, in the debates, they would talk very little about the issues. And so I thought it would be perfect to run against Nancy Pelosi, and we can actually have a campaign based on issues, based on our platforms, based on our differences. Nancy Pelosi, even though she's supposed to be progressive, you know, she and I are night and day on many, many things. And so we could have talked about single-payer health care. Nancy Pelosi says that ain't going to happen. Single-payer health care is not going to happen on her watch. Yeah, God forbid everybody in this country has a health insurance. The war. You know, Nancy Pelosi says out of the side of her Botox mouth that she's against the war. But what did she do for the past 2 weeks? The past 2 weeks she's been consumed by getting enough Democratic votes to pass the latest war funding bill. Because every Republican was going to vote against it. But so she needed almost every Democrat to vote for it.
Sheehan's home state of California is in serious financial difficulties. The state faces a $25 billion shortfall that it must resolve by July 1st. This week, the Obama administration said it would not do anything to help California out right now, believing the state should try to get its budget mess in order first. Cindy Sheehan does not approve.
While we're losing our homes, we're losing our jobs, we're not getting bailed out. You know, my state, California, asked for a bailout, a paltry $16 billion. That's nothing to these people. And you know what they said? No, because all the states are in trouble. If we bail you out, we're going to have to bail out Florida, too, or whatever. Sure, why? That wouldn't even approach $1 trillion. Why not? We're going to lose 60,000 jobs in California. But we're not. If we bail out California, then we're going to have to bail out Hawaii or something, you know. So I realize that it really is not the divisions that are imposed on us from above.
Sheehan elicited cheers from the Nova 535 crowd when she read off the last of what she calls Robert Class myths, as listed in her new book.
The eighth Robert Class myth is that America has a free press. The ninth Robert Class myth is the environment, who needs it? The tenth Robert Class myth is 19 Muslims with box cutters caused 9/11. And that's not so much... me being a proponent of the inside job theory. That's me saying that whatever happened on 9/11, they certainly exploited that tragedy and abused it to get where we are today. To have police state oppressions here in our own country. The USA Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the FISA Modernization Act, two wars, now three. I'm not sure if we have two or three because I noticed they combine Afghanistan and Pakistan into one called AFPAC. So I don't know if it's Iraq and AFPAC or if it's Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. So, but it doesn't matter to the people that live there, you know, how many wars we have. But... So that's what happens, and it's 9/11 was just a long line of real or imagined tragedies being exploited to increase the wealth of the robber class.